top of the table.
I'm sure you must have always asked this question to couples who would have approached you for counseling, that if they are interdependent or codependent. Now, while the definitions of these two words might seem overlapping, the truth is that an interdependent relationship is one where you assist each other in achieving your personal or professional goals and you grow together. This is a much more healthier relationship as compared to a codependent relationship, wherein you feel that your happiness too is dependent on the other partner. You know, like you have those, that typical thought in your head saying that, you know, the other person will complete my world, when that is not how it's supposed to be. So this is the kind of love we say, which can smother you, you know, it's suffocating. And this thought of fixing a person usually stems from a codependent relationship.
And Sheetal, I would say, yes, codependent relationships are considered to be unhealthy, because just to summarize what you said, Sheetal, codependent relationship is a dysfunctional relationship wherein basically one person is a caretaker and the other person takes advantage of it. So giving up your own needs and identity in order to fulfill the other person's or other partner's is good at the start, but after a point, it becomes very unhealthy and you start, even you as a person who's a fixer, starts feeling that you're not good enough for that person. And because of this, there are so many consequences. I have met a lot of couples who were in a codependent relationship, and the person who was the caretaker, of what I said, who was the one person who was a caretaker, always had this thought of that, no, this is not the truth. Maybe this is what I want to look at. So there's a lot of denial when we look at codependent relationship. Denial about reality, denial about what is happening. Also, I have realized and seen and observed among couples that codependent relationships also lead to a lot of low self-esteem. Because since I am dependent, or I would say I am acting as a caretaker or overly dependent on the other person, I feel that I might not be able to do anything all alone. And that somehow, or even that person might not be able to do anything all alone. So that reduces or takes your esteem, so self-esteem, to a very, I would say, a lower level, which again leads to a lot of self-doubt, self-image issues. And also, you know, the people who are fixers or who are into this toxic codependent relationship tend to comply a lot with the person who is a fixer.